The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
It's time for Influence. I'm Michelle Martin, sitting across the co-founders of TryAndReview.com. Mael Pochat and Alexia Sicheri are here. And TryAndReview.com is a digital platform. Would you be more inclined to buy a product if you saw a good, positive, unbiased review of fellow consumers? TryAndReview.com is a platform that invites real consumers like you and I to review everyday consumer products. They range from beauty to personal to food and beverage, even baby products. Since its inception, it's grown. It has over 1 million users. Ladies, welcome to Influence. Thanks for being here. So your business has been described as one that disrupts how large consumers market their products to end users. How is that? How does that work? Mael?
Yeah, so basically, with the growth of digital business, online e-commerce, the businesses have faced some, the brands have faced some challenges to market their products. There is a need, a constant need of content for them, and they need to develop and develop new and new content every day to feed their social media, their websites, their e-commerce pages. So what we bring to them is actually some user-generated content, content that is actually driven by the consumers themselves. So when you register on Try and Review, you can actually post your reviews, your opinion on the products, and also share some pictures of you using the product. And all this content can be also can be used by the brands on their marketing campaigns.
Okay, terrific. The site encourages product reviews from consumers. Is this, you know, how do you guarantee that you're not going to get a bias review? Can you at all?
A buyer's review? What do you mean?
You know, a review that is somehow
fake. So we actually moderate all the reviews that are coming in on TryAndReview.com. But it doesn't mean that we delete negative reviews. They're actually extremely important. We really value them. What we do is, so when we check, so we have a team working on all these reviews that come in, and on a daily basis, they will moderate hundreds and thousands of reviews. And they have been trained to identify reviews that look spammy or that look fake. But other than that, we actually keep all the content, whether they are positive or negative reviews for us, as long as they are authentic and as long as they bring value to other consumers, they are considered as good reviews.
Terrific. Okay, ladies, this show is called Influence because we want to find out more about you as people. So tell us, how did this happen, this company that you started? Where did the idea come from? How did it start? Back in 2016, right?
So before TryAndReview.com, we were actually already business partners in another e-commerce business. So we knew already how to work well together. And doing e-commerce, we realized that we were looking for other sources of revenue, and we were trying to do some sampling in our orders to our users. And discussing with some media group based in France, we realized there was actually a business model there. So they were interested to bring in the business model to Southeast Asia. So we actually built a joint venture with them to bring the business model of product testing and review and sampling to Southeast Asia. So we leveraged on our good knowledge of the market and on our previous experience together to bring in the TryAndReview.com website to life.
Great. So people are not paid. What actually motivates someone to leave a review on TryAndReview.com? Is it just the opportunity to try a product?
Yes and no, not only. I think it's really something that's trending nowadays. We all, as consumers, when we consider buying a product, we'll go Google, search for feedback from other consumers.
Yep.
So as a consumer, I know that what I have to say is going to be of interest to other consumers. And with that in mind, I'm very likely to also share my voice and tell what I think of a product. So, of course, we do have a lot of reviews coming in from the what we call the sponsored campaign, where the testers are incentivized with a free product they get, but that's the basically the only incentive they get. Sometimes they only receive a soap bar that's maybe 50 cents or $2. So it's not necessarily the value that they're looking for, but also discovering new products and, of course, helping other consumers, helping the community.
We're speaking with TryAndReview.com's founders, a website that's dedicated to unbiased reviews. How did you grow to a million users since 2016? That's incredible.
Our first source of traffic is just online search. So there is like a natural and organic growth coming from people searching for reviews, because now it's becoming more and more the first thing you do when you hear about a product. The first thing you will do is to search online to get some information from other people like you. So of course you'll listen to ads, you'll look at magazines or newspapers, but you will also, right after, check the information, double check with your users, with users, so people like you. And so we started out from Singapore with a website in Singapore, and quickly we saw the traffic and also the increased demand from the brands to roll out the website across all the region because of this kind of organic growth that we saw coming from the natural traffic from people.
So you say people are hungry for reviews. Yes. Are people finding your site because, say, if I wanted to buy a Steinway piano, am I Googling Steinway reviews and then finding your site?
Hopefully, yes.
Really?
That's the goal.
We also call for testers. So let's say we have a campaign for Dove, that is a good partner of ours. We will also run some social ads or online ads to call for testers. We'll let people know, hey, we have this great campaign for Dove upcoming. Actually, we have a great campaign upcoming for Lancome.
tell us about that.
So we will call for testers, let them know that we have this new product for testing, and everyone who is interested in becoming a tester can come to the website and sign up as a member.
So, okay, you put out social media ads, so to speak, to get people to your site.
Yes.
What are you finding in terms of platforms works really well for you for social media?
Facebook, Instagram, depending on the countries.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, Google. Instagram stories recently has been a great source of traffic for
really?
Us. Yeah, we've noticed even from organic posting, not only
this is Instagram stories based on your own Instagram account, TryAndReview.com.
Yeah.
Okay, I can understand that since you already have a review base that's so huge, right? So you must have lots of followers on Instagram already.
We're growing Instagram, yes.
Yeah.
It really varies from a country to another. For instance, in Thailand, Facebook is much, much stronger than Instagram. Mm. Instagram is strong in Vietnam, for instance, Singapore.
Singapore, yeah.
What works in Singapore? Instagram.
Yeah, we actually saw a change in the past 3 years.
Uh-huh.
When we launched tryandreview.com, it was more Facebook.
Yeah.
And now it's definitely more Instagram. Even when the user-generated content is shared by testers and by our reviewers, they will now tend to share more on Instagram about their personal feelings and experience on the product. Whereas when we started, it was more Facebook.
That's interesting, because you think Instagram, relies more on the visual than the text.
Yeah, it's a big part of user-generated content, the visual now. And we noticed, so we work with a lot of e-commerce websites. Mm. They're starting to implement the reviews function. So they're displaying reviews now on their page. Yeah. So we have a partnership, for example, with Lazada and Watson's, where we push our own reviews and the reviews from our brands to their e-commerce page. And soon they will be launching the visual function, where they can also push the pictures of the users, because what is more convincing when you're about to buy your product, to see other people like you actually already using this product.
I see that beauty products seem to be quite prominent on your site. 45,000 products available for review, plenty of posts for makeup and for skincare. Why do you think these products are they the most popular products in terms of what the reviews that you're receiving?
So it's an interesting question, because when we started, we thought that it would be much easier for us to work with maybe baby products or food products. And we actually realized that the beauty industry is really in need of reviews from users. And the users themselves, they are actually really eager to read reviews for, I think, several reasons. Mm-hmm. First one is that it's a highly competitive market.
Yep.
There are so many beauty products available on the market that as a consumer, it's really tough to decide what you should get. And you have all the time new brands, innovation coming up. So that's one of the reasons, the competition.
Yep.
And then, of course, beauty products, skincare. These are products that women will put on their skin, on them. So, of course, they are also interested in making sure that the product they're going to buy is safe and is a good one.
So I understand brands like Dove have tried tryandreview.com before they actually roll out products. How successful has that been? Tell us about the process.
So basically, usually the brands who work with us, they've already launched the product, so it's finalized, but they haven't communicated a lot on it. So the good thing is that if they run a campaign with us on tryandreview.com, then they will get they will build their online reputation beforehand, before they invest all their money in the media, in the all the ads they have to run. They will be already online with user generated content, with reviews. So when they roll out the big media campaign, you do a quick search on Google, you're already there with some authentic and genuine reviews.
So are the reviews immediately posted up for the whole world to see, or do you have sort of different tiers of partnerships with brands where you can send them sort of confidential reviews?
We do. So we have the ability to run campaigns before products get launched. So it's actually something we're doing more and more. We are going to help brands also test concepts or do pre-launch trials. For instance, let's say Dove, again, wants to launch a product on the Indonesian market after having launched in Singapore.
Yep.
We can help them assess the potential success of the product by taking a pool of maybe 200 testers and see what's the response of the Indonesian market towards that product. And if it's good, then they can decide that they will indeed roll out and launch the...
Will these products be available for everyone to see?
And in that case, we can keep the reviews confidential at first, and the client will use these more as insights, as a result of a research. Later on, if they want to get this content public, yes, we can then publish it and make it public.
So I understand that without raising any funds, your business reported profits after 6 months. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Tell us what it took to accomplish that.
A lot of hard work, as you can see on our faces. Yeah, definitely we're hard workers. We also believe that it's important to prove a business model. We didn't want to raise huge funds before making sure that this project was potentially going to was going to work. So when we started in a tiny office, about 12 square meters, and we were doing everything ourselves. So from, of course, doing business development to updating the website regularly, launching new tests, doing the packing, sending the products to testers, even delivering. Maëlle was like 8 months pregnant and she did the very first delivery to a tester's door while I was giving birth.
On my bike. Yeah.
While you were giving birth.
Yeah, we actually managed to get pregnant at the same time. So we're very good at working together.
Just terrific. Well, congratulations on your business. Great pleasure meeting you. And all the best for tryandreview.com.
Thanks a lot.
She's Maya Posha and she's Alexia Sicher. You've been listening to Influence. I'm Michelle Martin.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.